Seattle teachers have voted down the school district's 3-year contract offer, so nobody knows whether school will start next week. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Hundreds of teachers voted last night at Seattle Education Association's general membership meeting at Benaroya Hall. Reporters were not allowed in, but teachers report the vote was nearly unanimous. Wedgwood Elementary School 4th grade teacher Siobhan Kelly says she voted against the district's offer in part because the district is not proposing enough of a pay raise.
We've had several years with no pay increases and we haven't had the cost of living increase. I know that as a family, our health premiums have gone up quite a bit. And this year they're going up substantially.
Like many teachers who voted no, Kelly also cited the district's proposal to keep state test scores as a required part of teacher evaluations, but only for teachers of the tested subjects, reading and math. Dana Radcliffe teaches 6th grade language arts and social studies at Hamilton International Middle School.
The biggest one actually is the evaluation. That's the biggest one for me. I don't agree that we need to jump through two hoops for our evaluation.
Two hoops because the district would use those student test scores on top of what the state now requires for teacher evaluations. Seattle Public Schools Superintendent Jose Banda called the teachers' vote a bit disappointing, but said the district will return to the bargaining table this week. It won't be clear whether school will start on time, September 4th, until the night before. That's when the union meets to vote on whether to ratify another version of the contract. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.